I was married from home, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Those of you new just tuning in, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community when you're in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. Click on Communities and scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to call in. We also have a chat room right here in Blog Talk that is also live during each of our broadcasts. So either way, hop in and say hi. Now you can surely help us and help the missing by sharing their flyers everywhere on all social media platforms when you see them. Help us to bring them home and bring some closure to the families. Monday nights we do these missing persons broadcasts in hopes that it'll strike somebody's mind and it'll keep that missing person fresh in your mind. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in Lorna Munson, Major Lorna Munson, who's our major ass paint.
Yep. You know it. Oh. I was just looking on Facebook. I just turned it on, and Dave, the friend of mine that went with me down to Tennessee, he says, "Thank you, Lorna Munson, for a wonderful road trip to Tennessee. I really love driving your truck. I felt pretty privileged to do so. Damn nice truck." Yeah, I couldn't. I drove. I probably about half of the time, but when we were coming back, like the last 2 hours, I was gonna try to drive the rest of the way. And he goes, before I even had a chance to say anything, I'm just letting you know I'm driving the rest of the way back. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he goes, well, I'm gonna have to turn it around in the driveway anyway, so I might as well drive. And I told him, that's just because you don't want to drive the truck. And he goes, well, yeah. But yeah, it was a very fast trip. Left 2:30 Friday morning. Got home Sunday 7:30 in the morning. Put that in your record books. That's including sleeping when we got there, unloading and reloading the trailer, and all the stops that we made with the dogs. Hello?
Right.
Yeah, one more trip, and then you went silent on me.
No, I'm here.
Huh? Are you going to bed? Yeah.
We'll wake you up in an hour.
No, because I got to be talking unless you're going to do the whole show all by your lonesome.
Yeah, like I said, we'll wake her up in an hour.
Yeah.
All right. First one tonight. The Stafford County Sheriff's Office is asking public's assistance in locating a missing 16-year-old female. Layla Alvarez was last seen in Stafford, Virginia on September 8th, 2022. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. Her family and friends are concerned for her well-being. Layla was last seen wearing a black hoodie, black leggings, and black Converse tennis shoes. Her hair was styled in a bun. She has a tattoo of a snake and a rose on her right forearm, and the letters T-Y-L tattooed on her right arm. She's a white female, age 16, black hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 170 pounds, with long, curly black hair. Any information or know the whereabouts of her, contact the Stafford County Sheriff's Office at 540-658-4400.
Missing for 1 year now from 9/12/22. Ashley Nicole Steele, 36 years old, 5 feet and about 100 pounds. Dark hair, brown eyes, no tattoos. Ashley was living in Charleston, South Carolina, and traveled to her hometown of Saginaw last year to receive psychiatric treatment, September 10th, 2021. She left the facility in the Detroit area after only 5 days. If you have information about her contact Trooper B4 with Michigan State Police at 248-514-1343.
My friend Tanya Lynn has been missing since August 28, 2 from the Brackenridge, Pennsylvania area. It's been 14 days since anyone has had any contact with her. Please keep a lookout. Tanya Lynn Sadecki. There's no weight and all that, but she's a white female, ears pierced, shoulder length, brown hair, with blue eyes. Please call 734-450-9010.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Gazelle Bustos Crescencio, 9 years old, missing since October 6, 2017. She'd be 9 years old now, female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 4 feet, 75 pounds. Gazelle may be in the company of her mother. They may travel to Mexico. If you have any information, call 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-THE-LOST. Or the Richfield Police Department in Minnesota at 612-861-9800.
Jacqueline Reyes, missing since June 1st, 2022. 30-year-old biracial female, missing from Boynton Beach, Florida. She's 5'8", 110 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, and brown eyes. Jackie Reyes was last seen on 6-1-2022 at 1:30 a.m. at 4184 South Shady Lane, Boynton Beach, Florida. She was reported missing on July 1st, 2022. She is diagnosed with depression and anxiety. Jacqueline took her book bag along with her laptop. Unknown clothing description. Any information, call the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department at 561-688-3000.
Alan Griffin, missing from Ann Arbor, Michigan. 17 years old, male, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 224 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST. Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office in Michigan at 734-994-2911. Kansas City, Missouri. Missing since, this is a cold case, October 30th, 1984. She was 20 years old at the time of disappearance. Doesn't have an age of what she would be now. She's 5'7", 120 pounds, red hair, blue eyes. Tracy visited her parents' residence in the vicinity of Elmwood Avenue and the 4600 block of the East 9th Street in Kansas City, Missouri on October 30th, 1984. 3 days after her 20th birthday, she left to speak to a neighbor and never returned. A friend saw her walking down Independence Avenue at 3 o'clock p.m. and gave her a ride to a grocery store 4 blocks from her house. She may have been seen at 6 p.m. that day walking south on Van Brunt Boulevard from Independence Avenue in the direction of her parents' home. Tracy never arrived there, and the sighting has not been confirmed. She has never been seen or heard from again. At the time of her disappearance, she lived on the 100 block of North Wheeling Ave, about a mile and a half from her parents' home. She had no car and would walk to visit her parents almost every day. She left behind a husband and 2 young sons, and her family says it is uncharacteristic of her to leave without warning. Tracy may use her maiden name, Snow, and some agencies refer to her by that name. Her nickname is Big Red. Tracy's hair was shoulder length at the time of her disappearance. She had previously broken her left arm. The injury had healed by the time she disappeared, but may show up in an x-ray. All of her all of her teeth are missing. At the time of her disappearance, Tracy was last known to be wearing a blue and white striped knit shirt, an ankle-length brown leather coat, blue jeans, blue sneakers, gold wedding band, and another ring. She was also carrying a red cigarette case. If you have any information regarding Tracy's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5100 or 573-526-6178 or toll free at 866-362-6422.
We have a missing veteran, Daryl Melton. Daryl's car was left behind, phone disconnected, and a deleted Facebook account. The wife stated only suits and jewelry are missing. Daryl has health issues. Missing since September 1st, 2022. He's 63 years old, black male, from St. Augustine, Florida, 5'9", 170 pounds, with a medium complexion and gray hair color, with brown eyes. He does wear glasses, and in the photo, he has a really light mustache and goatee. Anyone with information, contact the St. Augustine Police Department at 904-825-1070. Point of contact, Detective Whitehead.
Kansas City, Missouri. It's another cold case. Missing since January 12, 1987. She was 21 when she disappeared. She's 56 now, 5'4", 125 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Cammy resided in an apartment in the 100 block of North Topping Street in Kansas City, Missouri in 1987. She departed from her residence on foot to run an errand at approximately 1:40 p.m. on January 12, 1987. Tammy told her roommate that she was planned to return home by 4 p.m. Tammy had a date scheduled for a wrestling match during the evening hours. She never arrived at her apartment and was never heard from again. She planned to travel to Pensacola, Florida on January 13th, the day following her disappearance. Tammy never arrived as expected. Tammy may have traveled to the Pine Bluff or Benton areas in Arkansas. Authorities suspect that foul play was involved in Tammy's case, which remains unsolved. If you have any information regarding Tammy's disappearance, call the Kansas City Police Department at 816-234-5220 or 573-526-6178 or toll-free at 866-362-6422.
Tyler Littleton, age 14, 5'11", 150 pounds, blue eyes and red hair. He's a white male. Tyler was last seen on Friday, September 2nd, 2022, near Southeast 2nd Street and Southeast J Avenue in Lawson, Oklahoma. It is not known what he might have been or could be now wearing. He has not been seen or heard from since. If you see Tyler, call 911. If you have seen Tyler or you know of his whereabouts, please contact the Lawton Police Department at 580-581-3270.
Another cold case, Tony E. Epps, missing from Wichita, Kansas, missing since March 21st, 2007. He was 36 at the time of his disappearance. He's 52 now, 5'8", 315 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. and he's a black guy. Tony was last seen in Wichita, Kansas on March 21st, 2007. He left to see a friend and never returned home. At the time of his disappearance, he drove a white 1996 Chevy Tahoe with a U-Haul bumper sticker, a tailgate, black rims, and large tires. He last used his cellular phone at 5:55 p.m. on the day he went missing. Tony has never been heard from again. On March 23rd, his vehicle turned up at the Green Mill restaurant in Kellogg and Rock Road with his cellular phone locked inside. On July 2007, authorities charged Jeffrey Salas, also known as Jeffrey Hopper, with Tony's murder. Investigators stated Salas and Epps participated in criminal activity together, and Salas killed him over $18,000 drug debt. A small amount of Tony's blood was found in a sport utility vehicle, SUV, linked to Salas. As the trial in the spring of 2009, Salas' defense argued there was no evidence Tony was deceased. He was acquitted of all charges in April 2009. Tony left behind two young sons whom he shared a close bond with and saw daily. His family stated he did not use illicit drugs or drink alcohol. His body has never been found, but authorities suspect foul play in the case due to the circumstances involved. If you have any information regarding Cody's disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Wichita Police Department at 316-268-4181, 785-296-4017.
Anthony Ace Owen Hinton went missing from Moberly, Missouri, September 7, 2022, at about 4:30 p.m. He's a white male, 5'8", weighs 110 pounds, currently has long brown / black hair. He is known to dye it sometimes. He has brown eyes, small scar above his right eye. His nose and both ears are pierced. His family believes he may have a girlfriend in St. Louis, and he possibly may have headed that way, but that is not certain. If you have any information, please contact the Moberly Police Department at 660-263-0346 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Unit at 573-526-6178.
Another cold case. Date missing is June 22nd, 2016. 23 years old, female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 135 pounds, missing from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. She was last seen on June 22nd, 2016, near I-94 and County Road 74 in St. Cloud, Minnesota. She was wearing a black tank top, black leggings, and no shoes. She has a tattoo of Millie behind her right ear and two sparrows on her hip. Police believe she does not know anyone in the area and does not have a cell phone. She is possibly headed to California. The family is offering a reward for information on Sharon's disappearance, and the $3,000 reward. If you have any information, call the Chippewa Falls Police Department at 715-723-4424.
The Norfolk, Virginia Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating a 15-year-old juvenile, DeAndre Dre Rosenthal. Was last seen in Norfolk, Virginia on August 24th, 2022. To his mother, it appears he left willingly, but hasn't been seen or heard from since. His family and friends are concerned for his well-being. DeAndre's father lives in Norfolk, and his mother lives in Florida. DeAndre was last seen wearing a white shirt and dark blue shorts. He is a light-skinned black male, age 15, brown hair, kind of a short afro with a light mustache and light sideburns, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 130 pounds. Do you have any information on his whereabouts? Contact the Norfolk Police Department at 757-664-7000.
Cassandra Aon, missing since October 3rd, 2020. She's 28 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 185 pounds, missing from Unity, Wisconsin. The Clark County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a possible missing person at 12:39 p.m. October 2020. It was determined that the last time anyone saw Cassandra was Saturday morning around 3:45 a.m. On October 3rd, 2020, Cassandra drives a black 2015 Chevrolet Impala, Wisconsin license plate, AHZ2509, with black rims, which has not been located. Any information, call the Clark County Sheriff's Office at 715-743-3157.
The Augusta County Sheriff's Office is attempting to locate a missing 50-year-old male. David L. Herbal was last seen in Augusta County, Virginia, September 8, 2022. The ACSO believes Mr. Herbro may be heading to the Roanoke area. He should be driving a black 1996 Chevrolet truck with VA tag, Virginia tag, WXY4403. He's a white male, brown hair, short, blue eyes, 5'10", 210 pounds. He has a mustache and a goatee. Anyone has any information about this missing person, please contact the Augusta County Sheriff's Office at
545-5333. Tanisha Moore, missing since September 12, 2022. She's black, 31 years old, 5'4", black hair, female, 200 pounds, brown eyes. Tanisha left her residence and did not return home. She was last seen wearing a white tank top, blue jean shorts, gray sandals, and was carrying a black purse. According to her mother, she suffers from bipolar disorder. She's missing from the 11,600 block of Bella Terry in Detroit, Michigan. Last seen Wednesday, the 31st, 2022, at approximately 12 p.m. Any information, call the Detroit 10th Precinct at 313-596-1001.
James Carlton Harris. James Jimmy Harris was last seen in mid-August in Greensboro, North Carolina, near North Josephine Boyd Street. Mr. Harris is described as a 6'4", 210-pound, with brown hair, brown eyes. He wears glasses. Mr. Harris was last seen wearing a blue polo style shirt and blue basketball shorts. If you have any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Greensboro Guilford Crime Stoppers at 336-373-1000.
Emma Lennick, missing from Cleveland, Ohio, missing on 9-6-2022, 17 years old, female, black, 5'3", 160 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Emma was last seen wearing black boots, black, red, white plaid pants, and black shirt. Emma wears black framed glasses and was last seen at the Cleveland International Airport. If you have any information, call the Twinsburg Police Department at 330-425-1234.
Brewer, 23 years old, last seen in Salt Lake area, Riverton, Utah, on Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Last seen wearing blue jeans with a black Dirty Bird t-shirt with red lettering. He drives a 2020 Hyundai Kona, gray in color, with Utah license plate U555KV. He is 5'11", 160 pounds, with dark brown hair and eyes. Please call
801-840-4000. Uria Moose, I can't even begin to pronounce that name. First name is spelled U-R-I-A-H. Last name is M-O-U-S-S-E-A-U-X. Missing since 9-9-22, 13 years old. American Indian, Alaskan Native, male, black eyes, black hair, 5'7", 130 pounds. He was last seen wearing a gray hoodie, ripped light blue jeans, and white Nike belt and black band sneakers. He has a tattoo of 74 on his hand. Any information, call the Rapid City Police Department in South Dakota at 605-394-4131.
Marquisha Housley, missing since September 2022 from Chicago, Illinois. She's 24 years old, black female, medium complexion, 5'4", 104 pounds, brown hair, long, and brown eyes. According to police, Marquisha was last seen Friday with a man in his 20s on the 8800 block of South Bishop Street in the city's Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Family members say that Marquisha is 6 months pregnant with her first child and fears that she may be in danger. Anyone with information, please contact the Chicago Police Department, Area 2, SVU, at 312-747-8274.
Lawrence Lowe, missing since September 9th, 2022. He's black, 75 years old, 4'11", bald, male, 145 pounds, brown eyes. Lawrence left his residence driving a 2011 Black Ford Escape and did not return home. He wears glasses and walks with a cane. It is unknown what he was wearing when he went missing. According to his family, he suffers from bipolar and schizophrenia. Missing from the 19,800 block of Rutherford, Michigan. Last seen Monday, August 29, 2022 at approximately 3:40. Any information, call Detroit, Michigan's 8th Precinct at 313-596-5896. 5801 or call 911.
Edward Wayne Marshall, he goes by Wayne, was last seen on July 11, 2022 by his wife in Staunton, Virginia. Wayne was on his way to move to North Carolina. He hasn't been seen or heard from since, and family states that it is out of character for him to go without communicating with them. Wayne does have diabetes and needs medications that he is without. Wayne drives a dark red Elantra GT with unknown Virginia tags. He's a 54-year-old black male, brown hair, bald, brown eyes, 6 foot 1, 190 pounds. He has a light mustache and a light goatee. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, contact the Harrisonburg Police Department at 540-434-4436.
Edward, hold on a minute. Edward Whiteset, black, 76 years old, 5'7", gray hair and gray beard. Male, 180 pounds, brown eyes. Edward left his residence and did not return home. He was last seen wearing a baseball cap, blue coat, and blue jeans, according to his daughter. He suffers from Alzheimer's. Missing from 16,200 block of Lappin in Detroit, missed Knights Precinct in Michigan. Any information, call 313-596-5901 or 911.
Raymond Wesley Kidwell was last seen May 25th, 2022 with his wife and friend. On May 29th, 2022, his older Chevy truck was later found in a marsh with his wallet, phone, clothing, and other belongings inside. June 2nd, 2022, his wife reported him missing. He's a 59-year-old white male, 5'10", 210 pounds, blondish, grayish hair, blue eyes. He does have a full mustache and beard. Ray wears his long hair in a ponytail and tucks it inside his shirt collar. He has a scar on the left side of his face. He has a gruff voice and rough working hands. He is very much missed by his family. $1,000 reward. Contact the Apache County Sheriff Deputy Ellington at 928-337-4321.
Missing Shamira Parler. She's black, 31 years old, 5 feet, black hair, female, 150 pounds, brown eyes. Says missing juvenile, but I don't think 31 is a juvenile. Shamira left her residence, did not return home. According to her mother, she is autistic and suffers from bipolar disorder. Well, that might be why. Missing from the 19,100 block in Lenore. Any information, call the Detroit, Michigan's 8th Precinct at 313-596-5801 or 911.
Bernadette Webb, missing since August 28, 2022, from Orlando, Florida. Black female, 13 years old, medium complexion, 5 foot, 110 pounds, black long hair, which is in braids, with brown eyes. Bernadette was last seen in the area of Lake Richmond Drive in Orlando on August 28, 2022. Anyone with information, please contact the Orlando Police Department at 407-246-3950.
Desiree Doughty, missing since June 28, 2020 from Freeport, Illinois. 19 years old, female, biracial, brown hair, green eyes, 5 feet 8 inches, 135 pounds. She may still be in the local area, or she may travel to Peoria, Illinois. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, or Freeport City Police Department in Illinois at 815-235-8222.
Oh, good. There's a couple that they found.
Oh, good.
Faith Durning, 16 years old. Faith was last seen in Fairbanks, Alaska on August 7, 2022. She's a white female, 5'5", 130 pounds. She has long blonde hair and blue eyes. If you have any information, contact the Alaska State Troopers at 907-451-5100.
Dylan Bork, missing since August 25th, 2022, in Cleveland, Ohio, 17 years old, male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 155 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, or the East Cleveland Police Department in Ohio at 216-451-1234. Alicia Paul Leonard, missing since September 9th, 2022, she's black, 16 years old, 5'9", 2 red and black braids is her hair, female, 230 pounds, brown eyes. Alicia left her residence without permission and failed to return home. She was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt with pink and white writing and black shorts. Missing from the 15,700 block of Kentucky, in Detroit, Michigan's 12th precinct, call 313-596-1209 or 911.
Shalissa Bridget Pratt, missing since August 22nd, 2022, from Los Angeles, California. 34-year-old, light-skinned, black female, 5'2", 147 pounds, long black curly hair, brown eyes. Shalissa was last seen in the 1700 block of North Orange Drive in the Hollywood area on August 22nd, 2022. Anyone with information, please contact the Los Angeles Police Department at 213-996-1800.
Neil Little Eagle, 49 years old, has been missing from Porcupine, South Dakota since July 27, 2017. He is, and I have no idea what this means, he is, and then it has the numbers, pound, MP51569 in Namus. Is Namus like a data bank or something?
Yes.
Okay. He left Porcupine on foot, heading for Scottsbluff, Nebraska. He was wearing a red shirt and black and red shorts. He is 5'4", 170 pounds of brown hair and eyes. He is native. He may use the first name Misu. His family is desperate to find him. If you have any information of his whereabouts of Neil Little Eagle, please call the Pine Ridge Police Department at 605-867-8127. Kaylin Wright, 16 years old. She's an American Indian, Alaskan native, female, brown eyes, black hair, 5'4", 160 pounds. Kaylin was last seen wearing a black Nike sweater, torn blue pants, and white Nike shoes. Kaylin has tattoos on both arms, nose piercings, and a piercing on her right cheek. Any information, call the police department in South Dakota at 605-394-4131.
Missing special needs woman. Anyone with information, if you think you see her, anything, please call. She is 35 years old, but intellectually, she's 10 to 12 years old. She has Prader-Willi syndrome. No sightings since the morning of July 16, 2022. Her name is Candace Caffis. She's a white female, 4'9", slight build, dirty blonde hair, green eyes, and wears glasses with a blue metal frame. Purple t-shirt, orange shorts with a flower design, and a purple and blue sneakers on Saturday, July 16th, near the intersection of PA 285 and McMichael Road between Conant Lake and Geneva, PA. You got to be kidding. You don't have no number?
Shocker.
I would say contact the Geneva, PA Police Department. That's strange.
Carl, yeah. Carl, a.k.a. C. Ray, Ray Dearmon Jr., missing from St. Louis, Missouri since September 1st, 2022. 33 years old, 6 feet, 150 to 180 pounds, light brown, blonde hair, blue, green eyes, and his head is just, it's shaved down. He's not bald, but he just got the stubble. He went missing from Carl usually calls family about every 2 to 3 days to check in with his family. This is the longest he has not been in touch with family. Carl has a tattoo of a woman standing in front of a tree on his right chest. He has a tattoo of a claw that looks like it's coming through the skin on his left side, a tattoo of barbed wire on his right bicep, a tattoo of the sun on his right ankle. That tattoo kind of looks like that one Godsmack symbol. A tattoo of C. Ray across his upper back in an old English script. If you have any information regarding Carl's disappearance or if you know where his whereabouts are, please call the St. Louis, Missouri Metropolitan Police Department at 314-231-1212 or 573-526-6178, 866-362-6422.
$1,000 reward from Wilson, Oklahoma. Molly Miller, age 17, last seen July, this is a bold case, last seen July 8th, 2013. Last known location, Overbrook, Oklahoma. She's 5'5", 115 pounds, brown dyed black hair, blue eyes. Molly was last seen in the area over Long Hollow Road. She and a friend, Colt Haynes, also missing, were dropped off in the field along Long Hollow Road around 10:30 p.m. Neither of them been seen since that time. Molly has brown hair that was dyed black at the time. An SMT star tattoo on her hip, and her bottom lip is pierced. And she is a Native American. Any information, please contact the Wilson Police Department at 580-668-2136.
T-A-H-B-I-Y-A, Lohnes, L-O-H-N-E-S. 16 years old, American Indian, Alaska Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'5", 120 pounds. She has a heart-shaped tattoo on her cheek, and she was last seen in Watertown, South Dakota. She may be in the Huron, South Dakota area. If you have any information, call the Watertown Police Department in South Dakota at 605-882-6210.
Kirsten Jimenez, last seen on September 4th, 2022 at approximately 12:18 p.m., leaving her friend's residence in the 19-19300 block of Circle Gate Drive in Germantown. She's driving a silver Hyundai Accent with Maryland registration 2ET6433. She's a white female, 19 years old, 5'8", 118 pounds, long brown hair with blonde highlights and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a gray polo short sleeve shirt, light blue shorts, and Nike shoes. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Kirsten Jimenez is asked to call the Montgomery County Police Department at 301-279-8000.
I'm not going to try to pronounce this name either, except for the first part. First part is Livingstone. Middle is K-I-N-I-A-R-U. Last part is N-J-O-R-O-G-E. Missing, and that's a cold case. Missing from Heston, Kansas since December 30th, 1989. He was 32 when he disappeared. 64 years old now. He's 5'8", 176. Black hair. Livingstone lived in Kenya in February 1987 to study. Livingstone left Kenya in February 1987 to study at Heston College in Heston, Kansas, where family was advised he studied for 1 year. He communicated with family, but without giving forwarding addresses. Family never heard from him again after December 1989. If you have any information regarding Livingstone disappearance or you know where his whereabouts, call the Heston, Kansas Police Department at 620-327-2020 or 785-296-4017. Another cold case, Manhattan, Kansas, missing since November 24th, 1998. She was 32 years old when she went missing, 58 now. She's 5'4", 110 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. She resided with her boyfriend, Michael Kingsleck, in 1998. The couple lived in a 7,430 block of Vineyard Road in St. George, Kansas. Kingsleck told authorities that he drove Margaret to her sister's residence on November 24, 1998. He claimed that he last saw Margaret near the intersection of McCall Road and U.S. Route 24 in Manhattan, Kansas on November 24, 1999, or 98. He has never been heard from again. Margaret's family members reported her missing person on December 10, 1998. 3 weeks after her disappearance, investigators said that Kingsleck's statements regarding Margaret's case were inconsistent. He took a polygraph in connection with her disappearance and is not considered a suspect. The couple's home was searched by authorities shortly afterwards. Evidence was reportedly collected at the residence, but officials did not release any information publicly. Foul play is suspected in Margaret's case. In 1999, a $5,000 reward was offered to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Margaret's disappearance, but no arrest has been made in connection with her case. If you have any information on her disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Pottawatomi County Sheriff's Department at 785-457-3353 or 785-296-4017. Another cold case, Loy Gillespie Evetts, missing from Kansas City, Missouri, since February 28, 1977. She was 29 years old at the time of her disappearance. She'd be 65 now. 526 pounds, blonde hair, hazel eyes. Loy was last seen during lunch hour at February 28, 1977 in Kansas City, Missouri. She had her watch adjusted, browsed several stores on the plaza, drove to a drugstore on Main Street and West Park Road and bought a coffee and an umbrella. Evetts yellow 1970 MG sports car with license plates numbered Joe, J-O-E, 4869 was found back in its customary space in the Plaza Center building's parking garage that afternoon, but there was no sign of her, and she was never been heard from again. Her purse and some of her belongings were found 10 days later under a bridge in southeast Kansas City near Unity Village. Loy was employed at a law firm at the time of her disappearance. Her loved ones stated she was very attached to her car, and it would be uncharacteristic of her to walk anywhere when she could drive. She was born and raised in Coffrey, Kansas, and was a former queen nominee in at Kansas State University, where she studied clothing and retailing. She lived in Overland Park, Kansas at the time of her disappearance, was happily married, and was not having romantic or financial problems. Evetts was described as a meticulous person, both about her appearance and her possessions. Loy's disappearance is considered suspicious, but little evidence is available in her case. Her husband had declared legally dead 7 years after she was last seen. Any information on her disappearance, call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5220 or 573-526-6178 or 866 362-6422.
Missing from Oakland, last seen near Fruitvale BART around 10 p.m. Thursday. Liliana Muniz, also goes by the name Athena, 15-year-old Hispanic female, 5 foot, 160 pounds, last seen wearing white Oakland A's button up with black shorts and black shirt. She does have medium length hair, brown, with brown eyes. She has several piercings in her nose, and both of her ears are pierced. If you have any information, call 510-432-4824.
Murder cold case. Luther O. Boyd, missing from Kansas City, Missouri, since November 26, 2000. He was 59 years old at the time of his disappearance. He'd be 81 now. He's 5'9", 230 pounds. Green, black hair, blue eyes. Luther visited Buddy's Bar on Main Street in Kansas City during the evening of November 25th. Brent said he was not a heavy drinker and had two or three glasses of wine during the course of the evening. Luther was reportedly in a good spirits and departed from the bar alone at approximately 2:30 a.m. on November 26th, and he was going to meet friends the next morning. He was never heard from again. Luther's dark green four-door 1998 Nissan Infiniti Q45T was discovered abandoned in Penn Valley Park near Liberty Memorial, Kansas City, Penn Valley Park, on November 27th, the day after he disappeared. There is no sign of him at the scene. The vehicle is locked, and $360 in cash was found underneath one of the floor mats. An ATM receipt showed Boyd had withdrawn the money from the account on the way to the bar. Luther planned to pay the movers in cash, and the majority of the money was inside his car. An extensive search of the area proved no clues as to Luther's whereabouts. Luther's mother said that her son planned to return to Louisiana to assist his dying father in December 2000. His loved ones have stated that it is very uncharacteristic of Luther to leave without warning. Luther is homosexual, and some theorize that the orientation may have been a factor in his disappearance, but there is no evidence to support that claim. He is declared legally dead in 2007. But his case remains unsolved. Authorities suspect that foul play was involved in Luther's case. If you have any information, call Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5220, 573-526-6178, or toll free at 866-362-6422.
City of Parma police, missing adult man, Ryan Allen Krebs, age 30, from Russell Avenue in Parma, was reported missing late Thursday night, August 25th, 2022. Ryan is a white male, 6 foot tall, 165 to 170 pounds, with green eyes and shoulder-length dirty blonde hair. He has tattoos covering both arms, as well as tattoos on his back, torso, and hand. He was last seen wearing tan work pants and tan work boots and an unknown colored T-shirt. Please contact the assigned detective at 440-887-7316 or police dispatch at 440-885-1234.
Diana Blake, missing since October 15th, 2021, missing from Freeport, Illinois. She's 16 years old, female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 5'5", 140 pounds. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST. The Freeport Police Department in Illinois. At 1-815-235-2222.
Carl, a.k.a. C. Ray, Ray Biermann, Jr., from St. Louis, Missouri, missing since September 1st, 2022. He's a white male, 33 years old, 6 foot, 150 to 180 pounds, light brown, blonde, short hair. His eyes are blue-green. He has a tattoo of like a sun on his ankle. And he has another tattoo on the right side of his, from his shoulder down his chest. Went missing from St. Louis, Missouri on September 1st. Carl usually calls family about every 2 to 3 days to check in. This is the longest he has not been in touch with family. Carl has a tattoo of a woman standing in front of a tree on his right chest. He has a tattoo of a claw that looks like it's coming through the skin on his left side. A tattoo of barbed wire on his right bicep, a tattoo of a sun on his right ankle, and a tattoo of C-Ray across his upper back in an old English script. If you have any information regarding Carl's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the St. Louis, Missouri Metropolitan Police Department at 314-231-1212.
I just did that one, doofus.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, then it was done again.
Yeah. Cheyenne Cadena, missing since June 18th, 2022, from Lester Prairie, Minnesota. She's 15 years old, female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'11", 96 pounds. He is biracial, Hispanic, and white. Missing from, it just says Minnesota. Oh, there it is. Missing from Minnesota. Lester. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, or the Lester Prairie Police Department in Minnesota at 320-864-3134.
Lake Mendocino, Napa, Sonoma County. Goldie Lee Moores, 38, of Middletown, was reported as a missing person on August 17, 2022. Moores was last seen near the Black Rock Golf Course on Cobb on August 13, 2022, wearing jean shorts and a plaid top. It was reported Moores did not have a cell phone and was not wearing shoes. Friends of Moores have been contacted and have not reported hearing from her or seeing her since August 13th. She is believed to currently have long blonde hair. However, she had darker hair in the past. She has blue eyes. Her hair is shoulder length and pierced ears. Lake County Sheriff's Office asks that anyone with any information on whereabouts call dispatch at 707-263-2690.
Cold case. Karen Sue Hurst, missing from Kansas City, Kansas since August 3rd, 2003. She was 43 at the time of her disappearance. She's 62 now. She's 5'3", 90 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Karen was last seen approximately at 1:20 a.m. on August 6, 2003 in the vicinity of the 700 block of North Street in Kansas City, Kansas. She had been jailed on drug charges and disappeared a short time after her release. She has never been heard from again. Her family was initially unconcerned by her absence because they thought she was in a 30-day inpatient drug rehabilitation program. When the 30 days passed and they didn't hear from her, they reported her missing. She was involved in drugs and prostitution at the time of her disappearance and associated with drug dealers in Wichita, Kansas. He denies any knowledge of her disappearance. She may use the last name Helm. All of her teeth are missing, and she has a metal pin implanted in one of her toes, possibly the middle toe on her right foot. Hurst has a Caesarean section scar on her abdomen. She has the following tattoos: a peacock on her left calf, a butterfly or a rose on her left shoulder, possibly a butterfly on her left buttocks, and an unspecified tattoo on her right ankle. Karen may have been possibly wearing a light-colored blouse and blue jean shorts. Any information or know her whereabouts, call the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-596-3000 or 785-296-4017.
Haley Hollister, age 16, white female, 5'4", 170 pounds, last known wearing a black and red checkered tank top and or a black hooded sweatshirt with white writing. Last seen in Middletown, Connecticut on September 6, 2022. Known to frequent Connecticut transit bus stations, has ties to Torrington, Connecticut, and Hartford, Connecticut. If anyone has any additional information, contact the Middletown Police Department at 860-638-4000.
Another cold case, Jonathan Williams, missing from Kansas City, Missouri on June 6, 1994. He was 28 years old at the time of his disappearance. He is 56 now, 6 feet, 180 pounds, black hair, balding, and brown eyes. Jonathan Williams was last heard from at approximately 5:45 a.m. on June 6, 1994 when he called his wife on the telephone. He had hosted a small party at a residence in the vicinity of the 3900 block of, Paseo in Kansas City, Missouri, the previous evening. He was last seen at 6:30 p.m. He left to take a guest home. He was never heard from again. His wife reported him missing on the evening of the day she last heard from him. Williams had gotten married only the day before his disappearance. He left his wallet at home when he went missing. He was last known to be driving a black 1994 Ford Tempo. The vehicle disappeared with him and has never been found. In 2002, authorities searching for Williams' body dug up a gravesite at Mount Mora Cemetery. No evidence relating to his case was located. However, William's wife was employee at a funeral home at the time of his disappearance. Williams was employed as a correctional officer at Leeds County Jail in 1950. He was also a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. He had custody of his young daughter at the time of his disappearance, and his family does not believe he would have abandoned her, or abandoned the child. Any information regarding Jonathan's disappearance or Noah's whereabouts, call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5220 or 573-526-6178 or toll free at 866-362-6422. Another cold case, John Thomas Swartwood, missing from Wyandotte County, Kansas, since December 3rd, 2011. He was 43 when he disappeared, 54 now, 175 to 205 pounds, gray balding hair, brown eyes. He goes by the name Tom. He was last seen wearing a black trench coat and blue jeans. Details and circumstances surrounding John's disappearance are unknown. If you have any information, call the Kansas City Police Department at 513-573-6052. I think that's a 5. Yeah, 5-2. Can't see nothing today.
Open your eyes.
No. Don't want to. I'm tired.
Lonnie Hardy, age 34, white male, 5'5", 115 pounds, long brown hair, brown eyes. He does have his right ear pierced. He has a light mustache, light goatee, with a thick beard. Lonnie's family last heard from him on June 26, 2022. He may be living among Denver's residents who are experiencing homelessness. If you see Lonnie or know his whereabouts, please call 720-913-6653.
Nehema Jones, 16 years old, 6 feet, 125 pounds, brown eyes, light brown skin with short locks in his hair, attends Stevenson High School. Last seen Labor Day, Monday, September 2022 at 6 p.m. in the area of Middle Belt and 7 Mile. He was wearing blue Duke hoodie, black Nike pants, black Champion slides, white Nike backpack. Please call the Livonia Police Department at 734-466-2400 or 911.
Missing in Detroit, Henry Fields, black male, 49 years old, last seen July 17, 2022. He frequents Southwest area. He drives a black 2007 Mercury Milan. He has a light goatee and a light mustache. Short to bald hair. If you have any information, please contact Detroit Police Department. And they, of course, they don't give a name, a number.
Of course not. It's a cold case. Missing since May 24, 2014, from Detroit, Michigan, Age now would be 8 years old, male, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 2 feet tall, 17 pounds. And Kayla Hunter, that's a double missing. Missing, that doesn't really give much of a description for her, why that is. Missing from Detroit, Michigan, and they only say that she's 14 years old. Kayla and Cliff Christian were last seen in the company of their mother. Their son's been located deceased. Kayla and Christian may be traveling in a 2004 Burgundy four-door Chevrolet Impala with Michigan plate CCR1286. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-THE-LOST. The Detroit Police Department in Michigan at 313-596-5600. Or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP, 1-800-773-2587.
On August 3rd, 2022, Alyssa Smith, 26, was reported missing by her sister, Emily Smith. Emily reported that she hasn't had contact with Alyssa since February 2022. And she was concerned for her well-being. She reported that Alyssa is homeless and is known to frequent the eastern parts of Kanawha County, Crown Hill, and Shalon. Furthermore, Alyssa would usually contact her once a month, and that hasn't occurred since February. Deputies and detectives have followed several tips regarding Alyssa, but have not located her. Due to the length of time that has passed without contact, investigators are concerned for Alyssa's safety. Alyssa is a white female, thin build, 5'4", with blue eyes and brown shoulder-length hair. If you have any information at all that could help us locate Alyssa, please contact Detective Morgan or Detective Alford at 304-357-0169.
Another cold case, Jeremy R. Coots, missing from Atchison, Kansas, since February 18, 1977. He was 4 years old when he disappeared. He'd be 49 now. He was 3 feet at the time, 40 to 60 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Jeremy was last seen in the Potato Hill area of Atchison, Kansas on February 18th, 1977. He was at a babysitter's home and she allowed him to play outside in the yard with her own 4-year-old son. He wandered away walking east and he had never been heard from again. A 5-day search in the area turned up no sign of him. Jeremy's babysitter's home was about 400 yards from the Missouri River. Dogs tracked Jeremy's scent to his banks. Authorities believe Jeremy fell into the river and drowned. His body has never been recovered, and no trace of Jeremy has ever been found. Clothes, shoes, or hearing aid. At the time of his disappearance, Jeremy suffers from severe hearing loss. He wore a Mako brand hearing aid with the serial number 41076 at the time of his disappearance. He can make out voices when he wears the hearing aid, but is almost entirely deaf without it. Jeremy was last known to be wearing a blue coat with patches of blue and purple plaid and a hood tied with orange string. One red mitten hanging from his coat sleeve by an elastic band, a blue shirt, light-colored pants, a square-toed brown cowboy boots, and with a bird design. If any information, call 1-800-572-7463, 785-296-4017. And that's it. Boy, that babysitter must feel like shit, huh?
Right. Missing out of blue box picks. Shelby Jowers. White female, age 16. Black, shoulder length hair. Blue eyes, 5'2", 150 pounds. Any information, contact the Lubbock Police Department, Juvenile Division, at 1-806-763-5335.
And commercial break.
All right, go ahead.
Hello? You go ahead. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
You bonehead. For those of you that are new, just following us or just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. While you're at it, check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Organizations, scroll down, Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. Tonight's show and all the shows we do on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in. Give us your thoughts and opinions on the topic of the night. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Those of you that are too shy to talk on the phone, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during all our broadcasts. Tonight is Monday night. We do Missing Persons Worldwide Monday night. If you know someone who is missing personally, contact either Lorna Munson or myself. Share your story with us, and we'll have you on and interview you about it. And as the saying goes, if you know something, say something. Never know what information you know about a case. It might just be that missing piece. If you're too nervous to forward it to the authorities, contact Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we will see to it that the proper authorities get the information. And please, share all missing flyers everywhere on social media platforms for us. That's a big help, and it gets it out in all the different states and the different countries, believe it or not. Our radio show is nationwide, and it goes global also. So keep that in mind. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program with Lorna, Major Lorna, as Payne Munson.
Ah, the crowd goes wild. All right. Jeffrey, I'm going to call the cold case. Jeffrey Todd Andes, missing from Winfield, Kansas, since December 28, 2005. He was 36 years old at the time of disappearance. He's 53 now. He's 5'10", 180, 200 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. On the morning of December 28, 2005, Jeremy had told his family he was driving to Chicago, Illinois from Winfield, Kansas to visit a friend. Family has not heard from him or been in contact with Jeffrey since that date. It was not known if he made contact with someone in Chicago, since family did not know who that friend was. He was known to be driving a black and gold 2004 Ford Expedition, which was recovered in St. Louis, Missouri, unattended. Well, if you have any information on his whereabouts or on his disappearance, call the Cowley County, Kansas Sheriff's Office at 620-221-5444 or 785-296-4017.
Lakin Randolph has been missing since mid-July 2022. Her last known whereabouts were near Altoona, PA. She called a family member on 7/21 around 8:40 p.m. from an unknown phone number and has not been heard from ever or seen since. Lakin was residing in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and has family in Alabama. Given the circumstances after her being an adult, the police will not issue a missing persons report, so we're hoping someone out there has seen her or knows something that can help us locate her. Lakin is a white female, brown hair, 5'2", weighs about 200 pounds. She has a pierced nose and the following tattoos: an elephant with a heart on the inside of her wrist, a design on the webbing of her thumb and forefinger on her right hand, a rose that covers most of her foot, two small birds on her hips. If you have seen Lakin or you have any information on her whereabouts, please contact all lowercase letters, D as in David, U as in uniform, E as in Euclid, U as in uniform, P as in parent, 1515@gmail.com.
Jaden Hanner, missing from Kansas City, Kansas since August 20th, 2022, 15 years old, 5'10", 190 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Kansas City, Kansas on August 20th, 2022. Any information of his disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-596-3000 or 785-296-4017.
Please assist the Middlesex County Sheriff's Office in bringing Maya Kelly safely home. She's been missing now since December 2021. Maya was 16 years old at the time of her disappearance. She's a white female, 5'2", 145 pounds, with red hair and blue eyes. She has been entered in the national system as a missing person since December 30th, 21. We have investigated numerous tips leading us to areas in Newport News, Norfolk, Gloucester, and Portsmouth, Virginia. She had been reported prior to her being missing as a talking with an unknown male that was reported to be in the military. Any information that could lead us to finding her and bringing her safely home is greatly appreciated. Please call 804-758-2779.
Olawan Last Horse, missing. She's 19 years old, American Indian, Alaskan Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'2", 180 pounds. Olawan was last seen wearing a black shirt with a Native woman on the front, blue jeans and black and white Nike shoes. Olawan has a tattoo on her neck of three butterflies and a scar on her left wrist. Any information, call the Rapid City Police Department in South Dakota at 605-394-4131. Nellie Will. Go ahead.
Beverly Ann Powell from Louisiana. Los Angeles, California. Missing from Las Vegas 6/22/2021. If you happen to see or know her whereabouts, please let me know. Tony, 775-901-4265. She looks like a 5-foot-tall black female with short hair, kind of frizzed up. She was last seen with a jean jacket and some sort of halter top on.
Nellie Wills, missing from Wichita, Kansas since August 29, 2022. 44 years old, 5'7", 240 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was last seen by family on August 29, 2022, but she was seen at the Open Door Shelter located at 402 East 2nd Street North in Wichita on September 1st, 2022. Nellie was last seen wearing a dress, a large furry black and gray leopard print coat, and white and tan sandals. Nellie's ears are pierced, and she has a small tattoo on her left ankle, unknown description. If you have any information of her disappearance or whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181, 316-268-4111. Or 785-296-4017.
Stephen Peralta, missing since May 25th, 2022. He's a light-skinned, very light-skinned black male. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're saying he's white. 40-year-old. 5'11", 165 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, short. Missing from Snohomish County, Washington. Stephen is missing from Snohomish County, Washington. Any information or have seen this missing adult, please contact the law enforcement agency, Snohomish County Sheriff's Office at 425-388-3523. He does have a thin mustache along with a goatee.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, Jonathan Sorrell, 16 years old. Male, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'7", 140 pounds. He was last seen. His hair was dyed auburn. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-THE-LOST or the Fort Wayne Police Department in Indiana at 260-427-1222. Crystal Angel Sanchez, missing since March 3rd, 2021, London, Ohio, 15 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 103 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, or the Madison County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, 740-852-1212.
Henry McAdam, he looks like a Native American, 48 years old, 5'8", 157 pounds. He was last seen on the 500 block of 15th Street East in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, which is in Canada, wearing a black bunny hug and blue jeans. Anyone with information is asked to call Prince Albert Police at 306-953-4222.
Cold case. Jamie E. Pinky, missing from Kansas City, Missouri, since October 1st, 1996. 40 years old. She would be 66 now. She's 5'7", 110 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. Jamie contacted the Kansas City Police Department to report that she has been robbed in the 600 block of East 6th Street. Officers came to the scene and the suspect was identified by Jamie and arrested. This is the last documented contact with her. She was never been heard from again. Jamie has a history for going long periods without contacting her family. As a result, they did not report her disappearance until January 28, 1998, over a year later. Her disappearance is believed to be related to the disappearance and murders of several other local women who were involved in prostitution and drugs. The other missing women include Connie Williams and Sharisa Lordy. Both of them disappeared from Kansas City. Williams in 1996 and Lordy in 1997. And neither were ever found. Several other women were murdered and their bodies dumped in the Missouri River. Their cases are believed to be connected to Lordy, Williams, and Pankey's. Foul play is suspected in all the cases, which remain unsolved. Some agencies give the date of Pankey's disappearance as July 30th, 1996. If you have any information regarding Jamie's disappearance or know her whereabouts, call the Kansas City Police Department at 816-234-5136, 816-234-5000. Or 573-526-6178.
Sage Crazy Bear, missing since July 10th, 2022, St. Petersburg, Florida. Female, 17 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'8", 130 pounds. She wears big framed prescription glasses. Call 911 or the St. Petersburg Police Department in Florida at 1-727-893-7780.
Now this one here is a cold case, but I had that one picture of him. Looks so much like Robbie. Holy crap.
Wow.
So it's Jackie Dean Hay, missing from Topeka, Kansas, since September 12, 1981. He's 5 years old when he disappeared. He'd be 46 now. 3'6" when he disappeared, 45 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. Jackie disappeared after going out to play with her siblings. Oh, it's a little boy. and other children in the front yard of their home on the 3100 block of Southeast Colfax in Topeka, Kansas. Eventually, the other children went inside, leaving her alone. Her family was getting ready to go to a house they were building south of Topeka when they discovered she was missing at about 4 o'clock p.m. on September 12, 1981. Jackie was last seen walking away from the Colfax and Gulf Park near Southeast 31st and Bryant, about one block east of her home. She was apparently being followed by a man at the time. She has never been heard from again. Authorities did not begin searching for Jackie for four hours after her disappearance was reported. Police picked up a local man that same night who matched the description of the man seen following Jackie. They questioned him for hours about her disappearance, but ultimately released him without charge. Jackie has freckles across the bridge of her nose and a small freckle between the right thigh and pelvis. She had a small cavity between her upper front teeth. There's a small scar along her right eyebrow, and her hair was cut in a Dutch boy style at the time of her disappearance. If you have information regarding Jackie's disappearance or know her whereabouts, call the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, or 785-368-9200, or 785-296-4017.
Critical missing, Aaron Woodraska, age 46, white male, 5'10" to 5'11", brown eyes, brown shoulder length hair. He's got a beard and a light mustache. He was last seen in the Blackshear, Georgia, on September 5th, maybe heading to Oregon. He is going through a very serious medical emergency and needs life-saving medication ASAP. Time is crucial. Please contact 912-546-6777 or 616-236-9986.
Brianna Webb, missing from Goddard, Kansas, since September 6, 2022. She's 14 years old, 5'2", 165 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Brianna Webb is a missing and endangered runaway who went missing from Goddard, Kansas. It is believed that Brianna may still be in the Goddard area or the Wichita, Kansas area. If you have any information regarding Brianna's disappearance or you know her whereabouts, call the Goddard, Kansas Police Department at 316-794-2051 or 785-296-4017.
Austin Clay Carlton. Austin, white male, 29 years old, was last seen July 26, 2022. In Obion, Tennessee, wearing a red shirt with a necklace. He was carrying a dark backpack with pockets. He has tattoos on his chest, back, and arms. He also wears eyeglasses. Anyone with any info, please contact the Obion PD at 731-536-6244.
Okay, Frida, this is a multiple. Frida Loretta Denham ends the cold case. Missing from Independence, Missouri since November 10th, 1974. She's 27 at the time of her disappearance. She's 74 now, 5'7", 130 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Frida disappeared with her son Michael Johnson and daughter Sherry Johnson. Denman's husband, Henry Lee Harbison, also known as Henry Johnson, disappeared at the same time as his family. They were not reported missing until March 1975, 5 months after their disappearance. It was the family's landlord that told police they had disappeared. Police found Frida's clothes still in the closet of the residence. Herbertson's clothes and clothes of the children were missing. However, blood was also found on a cushion in the home, but laboratory tests on the stain were inconclusive. It is suspected that Harbison may have murdered his family. He has an extensive criminal background and uses several aliases. He affiliates at the Church of the New Song, claim the entire family was murdered. Fred's family believed Frida was murdered and the children were given away. Both the Independence Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation were involved in the Denham Johnson disappearances. The Independence Police closed the file on the disappearance, thinking the FBI would follow up on it. It didn't. The case remained closed until 2004. When it was reopened, investigators are testing the DNA of a prison inmate in Arkansas as a possible match for Michael. Due to unclear circumstances in their disappearances, the Johnson children's cases are classified as non-family abductions. Michael, Sherry, and their mother's cases are still unsolved. Michael Lloyd Johnson, one of the children, I was 10 months old. He'd be 48 years old now. He has brown hair, brown eyes. And then everything that's wrote on there is the same thing as what the first one I read. So I'm just giving a description of the kids. Sherry Lynn Johnson, she was 4 years old. She'd be 51 now. And she's got light brown hair and brown eyes. If you have information on this family, where is the number? Contact the Independence Police Department at 816-325-7335, 573-526-6178, or toll free at 866-362-6422.
And that could be the last for the night. So you can go get some shut-eye.
I know. And I'm going to go to work tomorrow. Yes, I could take it off. I have it marked as off, but I'm going to be an idiot and go to work.
Well, again, I thank you for being here with me. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in tonight. God bless America. God bless our children. God bless the missing worldwide, our first responders, veterans, military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.